with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Survivors of Hurricane Helene are telling their stories of terror and courage. Dave Berenger of Reddington Shores, Florida, says he rode out the storm after telling his wife to flee.
The water, it just came so fast that literally in 40 minutes, this whole place was under this much of water.
Yeah.
So even if you wanted to leave, there was no getting out. It just happened that quick.
Laura Rushmore says in 20 years, she had never before had hurricane damage at her business in Reddington Beach.
I had to evacuate. I live two blocks down and had no idea the devastation that this would cause. It's just like what you see on TV.
Many residents in western North Carolina still have no water or power, and authorities say it could be weeks before they could be restored. Interstates 40 and 26 into the Asheville, North Carolina area remain closed indefinitely. They're going back to work for now.
A massive dock worker strike that shut down cargo ports across the East Coast and the Gulf Coast earlier this week has been suspended, with workers agreeing to return to their jobs Friday as contract negotiations continue. The International Longshoremen's Association has been trying to hammer out a new work contract with the U.S. Maritime Alliance, which represents terminal operators and shipping lines. President Joe Biden said the decision to reopen ports is patriotic and shows that collective bargaining works. Vice President Kamala Harris said she applauds all involved for their efforts. Former President Donald Trump has likewise spoken in support of the dock workers, although he has also blamed massive inflation for throwing gasoline on the fire. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Israel carried out a series of punishing airstrikes in the southern suburbs of Beirut. Strikes have also cut off the main border crossing between Lebanon and Syria for tens of thousands of people fleeing Israeli bombardment. This is SRN News. Is it too early to be thinking about Christmas?
Not at Samaritan's Purse. The Giant Relief Group is gearing up for its annual Operation Christmas Child campaign, during which it will gather shoeboxes full of gifts from believers in this country for delivery to poor kids around the world. Right now, Samaritan's Purse is urging people who want to be involved to order free supplies from its website this month so that boxes can be packed and ready for National Collection Week, which takes place in the first part of November. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A historic building boom of giant Mormon temples across the U.S. is meeting resistance. In Las Vegas, homeowners in a rural foothills neighborhood complain the size and lighting of a temple that won city approval will forever change the environment. The building will be larger than Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, with a golden steeple soaring nearly 200 feet. There's also opposition to construction plans in Texas and Wyoming. This is SRN News. A police shooting in a New York subway station prompts an $80 million lawsuit against the city.
The 49-year-old subway rider was inadvertently shot in the head by police when they opened fire on a man with a knife. The suit accuses officers of showing carelessness and reckless disregard for bystanders' lives. The shooting victim suffered a brain injury after he was shot while commuting to his job at a hospital last month. The lawsuit says the man remains confined to a hospital bed in a Level 1 trauma center. Rich Thomason reporting.
A jury on Friday acquitted a former police officer in Virginia of involuntary manslaughter after he fatally shot a shoplifting suspect last year outside a busy shopping mall. But the jury in Fairfax County did convict the former Sergeant Wesley Shiflett on a charge of reckless handling of a firearm. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.